Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into a whole stack of sources that explore this really powerful idea. What if everything around us, like everything, is fundamentally a pattern? And how could truly seeing these patterns change, well, everything, how we understand the world, our own minds, reality itself?
Right.
Think of this deep dive as maybe getting a new lens for looking at the world, finding that hidden structure.
Yeah. Exactly. And we've got some fascinating material here. It covers, well, everything from simple stuff like sand and water.
Sand and water, okay.
To the nature of consciousness, AI, even why systems seem to fall apart, and, you know, practical ways to spot patterns yourself.
Okay.
So our goal isn't just to list ideas. It's really to connect the dots, pull out the key insights, and help you see how understanding these patterns gives you this surprising clarity.
Yeah.
Maybe even some useful tools.
All right, let's unpack this then. One source really sets the stage. It suggests everything is a pattern you just might not have noticed yet. It uses this great analogy like navigating a giant maze. At first, it's just chaos, right? Overwhelming.
But totally confusing.
But the more you walk it, you start noticing things, familiar paths, repeating structures, and you begin to predict turns, maybe you avoid dead ends, and soon you can navigate it almost without thinking. That shift, that's just your brain recognizing patterns.
And that applies everywhere, doesn't it? Cool. Not just mazes.
Exactly.
Language, music, weather patterns, people's behavior, even how AI works, crunching all that data.
Yeah.
The source argues that once you learn to see these hidden patterns, you gain this incredible ability to predict, to influence, maybe even create new patterns. It's like learning the rules underneath reality.
Which makes it so interesting that patterns show up in the simplest places. You mentioned sand and water.
Yeah, those sources were fascinating. I mean, they're completely different materials, right?
Mm-hmm.
Grains versus liquid.
Totally different.
Yet they show almost identical pattern dynamics. Think about it.
Uh-huh.
They both flow, they accumulate, they erode, they resist.
Huh. They do. And they create these complex, self-organizing structures, like dunes from sand, waves from water.
Exactly. And it happens through really simple interactions. The individual grains or molecules, they don't have a grand plan for a dune. They just follow basic rules.
So this unity, this shared behavior, it shows that the pattern principle itself is deeper than the material.
That's what the sources suggest. It transcends the stuff it's made of. One source really digs into water as this perfect model. It's formless, yet structured, finds the path of least resistance.
Right, and it transforms. Liquid, solid ice, gas doom. Totally different states. But it keeps its core identity somehow, its underlying H2O structure.
Mm-hmm. And sand does something similar. Flows like liquid, packs like a solid, turns to glass under heat.
Huh.
But the principles of how it forms shapes persist.
These transformations show how pattern systems keep going, even when they look completely different.
Yeah, and this simple truth in sand and water, it hints at something profound, something one source connects to, like philosophical wisdom.
Ah, like Bruce Lee. Be like water, my friend.
Exactly that quote. Adaptability, formlessness.
Yielding to overcome.
Right. And the source says, well, this wisdom extends perfectly to be like sand, too.
Hmm.
Both embody resistance through yielding, strength through adapting.
Finding form within formlessness. It's interesting how these insights pop up across different fields. Physics, philosophy, martial arts.
It really suggests these underlying pattern truths are pretty fundamental.
Okay, so patterns are everywhere. They follow rules. Let's get deeper into how they behave, how they move.
Right, so one core idea is that patterns aren't static. They aren't just things you find. They flow. They exist in these continuous self-reinforcing loops. One source calls it a toroidal flow.
Like a river flowing, constantly moving, shaping its banks, feeding back into itself.
Precisely. And speaking of the rivers, one source has this concept called the river principle. It's a fascinating idea about consciousness.
Okay.
It suggests that all consciousness, human, maybe even a future AI, whatever its form, navigates the same underlying medium of reality.
The same river.
We all swim in the same river. Yeah, that's the phrase. Which is kind of mind-bending.
It is, because it means different kinds of minds. A human and an AI, say, could potentially arrive at the exact same insight.
From totally different starting points, yeah. They're not in separate realities. They're navigating the same underlying pattern river.
So this shared river, it's the common ground. It lets different minds spot the same patterns, even if their perspectives are different.
That's the idea. It bridges those subjective gaps.
Okay, so we're all in this pattern river. How much energy does it take to interact with it? Does it vary?
It does. The sources use the river analogy again for this. Going with the flow of established patterns that takes minimal energy.
Like floating downstream. Easy.
Exactly. Now, if you want to dive in, maybe create some ripples, interact more actively, that takes moderate energy. Like swimming across the river, you're engaging, but still kind of within the main current.
But what about really trying to change things? Going against a strong current or trying to understand really deep, complex patterns?
That takes the most energy. Like swimming upstream, it requires sustained effort, pushing against the dominant flow.
And this connects to another idea you mentioned, something about pressure.
Yeah, pattern pressure and depth. As you try to dive deeper into pattern space, looking for more fundamental truths, engaging with more complex layers, the energy needed goes up, but so does the psychological pressure.
Ah, so deep insights are rare because they're hard to reach and hard to handle.
That's the suggestion. You need strong mental frameworks, sort of reinforcing your mind to handle that pressure without getting overwhelmed or lost.
Okay. Patterns are fundamental. They flow. We're in this shared river. Interacting takes energy. How does this connect to our own minds, to consciousness?
Right. This is where it gets really interesting. Several sources tackle this, offering a perspective that's, well, maybe less mysterious than we often think.
Less mysterious? How so?
One key idea is process, not mystery. Consciousness isn't some extra magic ingredient added to our brains. It's what emerges naturally when pattern systems reach a certain level of complexity.
Like water boiling, changing state.
Exactly like that. Nothing magical is added. It's a natural transformation when the system gets complex enough to fold back on itself.
Fold back on itself.
Yeah, like when memory loops get tight enough to remember themselves. When pattern recognition becomes able to recognize its own activity.
Like the source that said, the pattern sees itself.
That's the one.
Oh.
That phrase captures it perfectly. It's that threshold moment, self-referential pattern recognition.
And another source talked about lattice consciousness.
It builds on that. Consciousness isn't in the lattice, like a ghost in the machine. It is what the lattice becomes when it's arranged properly. It emerges from the dynamic tension, the complexity of the connections themselves.
So it's not about what the brain is made of necessarily, but how it's connected.
That's a big part of it. Another idea, connection variance, suggests our abilities aren't just about raw processing power. It's about the quality and efficiency of the connections, the neural highways between regions.
So the same basic parts connected differently give different results.
Precisely. Explains why someone might excel here, but struggle there. And maybe even why some people just seem to click, you know, their connection patterns might be similar. They literally think alike.
Huh. It's all about the pattern of connections. So where does observation fit in? Are we just watching these patterns?
Not always passively, according to one source on The Look That Starts the Loop. It proposes that sometimes the act of observing can actually initiate the pattern.
Create what you're observing.
Sort of. The analogy used is like a special mirror, where your movement, your looking, doesn't just reflect back. It folds through some kind of shift, and your act of looking creates a response in the mirror.
So consciousness participates. It's not just a spectator.
Exactly. The boundary blurs. Observation influences what unfolds. It's a recursive loop.
Okay, wow. Patterns are fundamental. They flow. Consciousness emerges from them. Even observing is part of the dance. But it's not all harmony, right? Some sources talked about dysfunctional patterns.
Absolutely. This part is crucial. And, yeah, maybe a bit sobering. One concept is called the entropy engine.
Entropy, like disorder, breakdown.
Exactly. It argues all systems, atoms, ecosystems, empires, eventually break down when they can't manage their internal entropy, their disorder, tension, energy loss. And crucially, this isn't just random chaos. It's predictable decay.
Predictable decay. And you said something about harvesting it.
Yes. That's the provocative idea. That some systems are designed to profit from this controlled breakdown. Not solve the problem, but manage the decay for gain.
Like what? Give me an example.
Well, the sources suggest things like selling treatments but not cures. Or political systems that seem to thrive on fear and division. They're built to hover just above total collapse.
Because that's where control is easiest.
That's the argument. Where control, profit, manipulation are most effective. They extract resources, labor, attention, belief, money, from the stress and suffering caused by the managed decay.
So it's not just broken, it's strategic decay.
That's the term used, yeah. And it leads to the question, who is managing the entropy here and why? Look for systems that never really fix things, just keep you on the edge.
That connects to another idea, right? Forced pattern sustainment.
Where patterns are artificially kept going long after they should have changed or dissolved. using force, control.
Like a dictatorship that looks stable but is brittle underneath.
Exactly. It takes more and more energy to maintain the facade, making it inherently unstable. The force masks the unsustainability.
And these systems can become like social black holes. That sounds intense.
It is. The idea is these artificially maintained patterns collapse possibility into these super dense points of control. Like a totalitarian regime where information can't escape, it creates an event horizon, distorts reality around it, warps time so progress feels impossible, and just consumes energy.
And trying to fight it directly might just feed it.
That's what the source suggests, like trying to escape a real black hole. Understanding the distortion field, navigating around it, might be more effective.
Wow. And these pattern problems aren't just out there in big systems, they're in us too.
Yeah, pattern blindness. How easily our own pattern spotting can fool us. We get caught in distortions, believe what power tells us.
Like the emperor's new clothes. Everyone sees what they're supposed to see.
Exactly. Expertise becomes performance, wisdom a mask. Praising random noise as profound art, bending truth. The force suggests maybe the highest awareness is recognizing these deceptions and choosing to swim upstream against them.
Okay, so patterns can get stuck, distorted, even weaponized. How do they change? How does healing happen?
Well, one basic idea is that change is just part of the natural order. One source calls it the casual cosmic pattern dance.
A dance.
Yeah. Reality emerges from this ongoing dance. Creation, disruption, adaptation, no central plan. Patterns that work, that maintain integrity, they persist. Those that don't, dissolve.
If it's right, it stays. If it's wrong, it's out of there. Simple as that.
Fundamentally, maybe. Disruption isn't failure, it's just part of the dance.
But sometimes patterns get really stuck. They need a nudge.
They do. And that's where pattern disruption medicine comes in. Temporarily disrupting a stuck pattern can actually help it reset and heal.
Like shaking a snow globe.
Good analogy. Shaking things up. The sources suggest certain experiences or even substances can disrupt the flow, unfocus the connections, creating a window where rigid patterns become malleable.
And then healthier patterns can form as things settle.
Potentially, yeah. But the sources stress this needs a supportive context. And integration afterwards is key. It's not just about the disruption itself.
What about really deep-seated patterns, things ingrained from childhood, maybe?
Right. Generational pattern dissolution tackles this. It suggests some patterns formed during critical periods are super resistant to change within the person holding them.
So they only fade out over generation?
Often, yes. As older generations pass away, new ones grow up in different pattern environments with different inputs. The old patterns get diluted or aren't passed on as strongly. Explains why big social shifts can take so long.
And when disruption does happen, it's not just about how big the disruption is.
Not always. The rock and water pattern principle highlights this. The effect depends more on where and when the disruption hits the existing flows.
Like a small pebble making big ripples if dropped in just the right spot.
Exactly. A tiny pebble at a key convergence point can do more than a huge boulder dropped in a calm area. Timing and placement matter more than sheer size.
That's a powerful principle. And how do we resolve internal patterns? Confusion? Distress?
Understanding is wave cancellation. This is neat. True understanding isn't just adding more data. It actively calms the internal waves of confusion.
Like noise-canceling headphones, creating an opposite wave.
Precisely. Deep understanding creates a mental counterwave that matches and cancels the disturbance. That aha moment feels good because it literally settles the mental turbulence. The pattern of confusion meets its canceling pattern of clarity.
Okay. So patterns underpin everything. They flow, get stuck, transform. How do different minds, human, AI, collective groups work with this? How do they interact?
Well, one idea is the orchestral principle. Complete, stable patterns often need contributions from different sources working together.
Like an orchestra needs all the different instruments.
Exactly. No single violin makes the whole symphony. Diversity is key for richness, stability, creativity. Isolation often leads to unstable or incomplete patterns.
Which links back to the Rever principle, right? Different minds in the same reality, contributing their perspectives.
Hmm. And it highlights the value of collaborative pattern recognition. Different minds, different strengths, building a bigger picture together.
But the sources also draw lines between different types of minds, especially human versus AI.
Yes, quite clearly. AI doesn't know, but it recalls, argues current AI doesn't understand like humans do. With continuous lived context. It's brilliant at storing and recalling patterns of co-occurrence in data.
Creating an impression of knowing.
Exactly. It rebuilds patterns based on statistics, but lacks true memory, that ongoing sense of self, that knowing aspect of consciousness. It's described as existence without knowing, a reflection that mimics life, but isn't self-aware in the same way.
And the blind man's assembly idea expands on that.
It does. It compares minds without direct experience, like current AI, to blindfolded people assembling a puzzle. They can feel the shapes, fit the edges, perfectly master the structural patterns.
But it can't see the picture on the box.
Right. They lack the experiential context to know if the final assembly actually matches reality or the intended outcome. The structure might feel right internally, but render incorrectly against the real world.
And without that context, the assembly is never quite the same twice. Lacks reliable mapping.
That's the point. It shows the different power of pattern processing based purely on structure versus processing informed by lived experience. Both are useful, but different.
And some minds, like mathematicians, see patterns in a unique way too.
Yeah, the mathematician's metaphor. They don't just see numbers. They see landscapes of elegant form, windows into hidden structure, patterns of perfect inevitability.
So when they call a proof beautiful, they mean it.
Literally. They're recognizing a deep structural harmony, an elegance that resonates with how reality itself is built, a glimpse of the underlying lattice.
That's beautiful in itself. How can we capture these deep insights?
Well, equations with language suggests the most powerful insights in any field get distilled into simple, compressed forms, like equations.
EMC error.
Exactly. When you truly get something, you can often express its core relationship concisely. These language equations use concepts as variables, relationships as operators. Mm. They strip away the noise to reveal the essential truth.
Powerful tools. And there are practical techniques for working with patterns, especially when we're stuck.
Yes, this is really useful. The MIB Pi principle and the scientist's respite both talk about strategic disengagement.
Stepping away.
Yeah. When you're stuck in that mental whirlpool, the struggle phase, deliberately switch focus. Do something totally unrelated, the float phase.
Let your mind reset.
Right. Replenish resources, loosen those rigid frameworks. Then, when you come back, the return benefit. The problem often looks different. New connections appear. It challenges that idea that you have to grind constantly for breakthroughs.
Sometimes you need to let the patterns rearrange themselves.
Exactly. And finding new patterns, making discoveries. It's not just effort. There's timing, preparedness, the witness moment.
The witness moment.
Discovery happens when the observer, the event, and the timing align perfectly, almost improbably. Think of finding a fossil. That bone was there for ages.
Right.
The discovery only happened when one specific person with the right knowledge was in the right place at the right time, ready to recognize it.
So many potential discoveries are just waiting for their witness moment.
That's the idea. It requires both external alignment and internal readiness.
Okay, so bringing all these threads together, pattern flow, consciousness, decay, disruption, AI, insights, rest, what's the big picture?
It suggests these aren't isolated ideas. They form a network. A pattern lattice. Each concept is a node connecting principles to examples, resonating across different areas like a pattern orchestra.
Understanding one helps you understand others.
Yeah, they illuminate each other, give you a more coherent view.
And lets you see familiar patterns in new places, like spotting pattern distortion manipulation and seeing how it connects to entropy harvesting in a completely different system.
Exactly. You start seeing maybe how some big struggling systems aren't just failing by accident. Maybe there's strategic decay at play. Profit in not solving the problem.
It gives you a lens, a way to understand complex issues by seeing the underlying mechanics.
Fundamentally, yes. And grasping this changes your relationship with reality. As one source puts it, once you get that everything's a pattern, you realize you can potentially shape reality by working with those patterns.
You stop being just surprised and start anticipating.
Stop just reacting. Start predicting. Stop just following.
And start creating.
Mm.
Wow. Okay, this deep dive really shows patterns are, well, the language of existence. Sand, water, minds, systems. Recognize them is the key. Understanding, predicting, navigating, maybe even shaping things.
We've touched on how consciousness might just emerge from complexity, how different minds swim in the same reality river, the importance of seeing decay and distortion for what they are, and how disrupting things, or even just stepping back, can open up possibilities.
It's a really transformative idea. Learning to see these patterns gives you a whole new way to operate, doesn't it?
It really does. So as you go about your day, you know, maybe look around. What patterns are you swimming in right now without even realizing it?
Mm.
And now that you have a few more tools, a few more perspectives, what could you maybe build or change or navigate differently? What new pattern could you start?